I was wishing for something more romantic, letters to the moon and some poetry, but it's okay. I was expecting more of a fish man, you know, in you, telling those fan stories, but it's okay. So, coming back to the normal timeline, what I was gonna move away is just if you had any fears yourself
while you're traveling? No fears. As I told you before coming to shipping, we were not very much, you know, aware of shipping. We just knew that these ships float in water and they do, you know, this merchandise business for us. But when we joined shipping and started learning about it, then we came to know more about it. And slowly the fear goes, because initially you might have some fright, but it's okay. It's normal life. Only thing is you are cut off from the normal society. And you have tougher life physically initially and mentally, of course. When you take the management roles, you have more to do with your mental abilities. But otherwise, I found it very cool. And of course, it's not that much fancy, you know. People tell you are the ambassador and all these things from all the world. No, that's one part of it. But of course, you have to go through all your rigorous trainings and all those promotions to get on the top. And then, of course, then you have to manage all the affairs pretty well as per your whatever your abilities are.
Not even storms?
Yeah, storms is our, you know, that's part of our life. we don't consider it too much of a problem, because as I told you, the science is going, better, getting better and better by the day. And now we are getting all those warnings beforehand. It rarely happens that we are caught up and stuck up in a storm.
Okay.
Those days are gone.
Okay.
You know, we have started the days when we were not even knowing where we we are. I mean, where are our positions? Now we have our GPS, global positioning systems, so which tell you your position every second to the accuracy of meters. Earlier, these facilities were not there. That time, the challenging time for us.
I had a follow-up question for that. Like, sure. In terms of technology, what would you say is like the one biggest difference that has, you know, like changed the life of a captain and made it easier?
Let me not zero down to the captain. For every seaman.
Yeah.
The life has become easier just because of this telecommunications.
Okay.
Second thing is weather reporting. Because the science has improved, the satellites have gone in space. Mm-hmm. Now we know what is happening with the space technology and satellite technologies. Weather can be predicted much, much better. Mm-hmm. And they can pinpoint from where the storms are and, you know, where they will go, where they're being formed and how they will die and where they will die. And these things obviously happen, help us, and we can always go away from the storms. Earlier days, we were not sure. There will be one weather report coming in 4 to 8 hours, and by that time, we might be closing on to the storms.
We were not knowing that time.
But now, every minute, these satellites are watching these storms. What is the behavior of the sea? What is the behavior of the air, pressure, and all those ingredients which are making these storms? So I think we are much better.
So telecommunication and navigation are the biggest tools.
They are improved vastly.
Okay.
Yeah, my question was mostly because I have my own story of not having a GPS and while fishing, getting caught in a lightning storm and getting hit by a lightning. So I was like, oh, have you ever caught on those really scary, loud lightning?
No, if you have a span of, say, about 30, 35 years of a career, and that too in a sea, at sea, obviously we had very tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And we normally get rough seas whenever open seas are there. That you can't get away from that. And now we know how to deal with these problems, how to deal with these weathers. As we were discussing earlier also, you know how to, you know, brace yourself up for all these tough times. But, you know, when tough times are there, we have a family of 25, 30 on board. Then we have to just take care of our families which are, you know, waiting behind. So we at home also. So it happens. So many times that we always support each other mentally, and you know we go through those storms, no problem.
Okay, well, now if you allow me, I'll play another song. Let's just hear a little bit of rock.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if you like. I don't know if Brene likes. Mm-hmm. I think I enjoyed a lot of this song when I was hearing it earlier. I hope you always enjoyed. The name is "When You Fall in Love," and the artist is The New Roses. As a fan of Guns N' Roses, I pretty like this name. So enjoy the song, everyone.
I swear I'm not going anywhere. Tree Canada's national greening program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. The planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And as off-standard, we are back. And thank you for everyone who is still tuned in. I really appreciate, again, presence of our guests here, and let's continue. So we were discussing a little bit before relationships. You've shared a little bit on not being afraid of storms.
No,
because of Amber. I'm just kidding. But yeah. But now I want to know any funny stories.
Yeah. Funny stories, rather I would call it a very moving story. I mean, about 2 years back, I was in a ship. You know, as I told you, when you are away from the home, about 3 years back, we had this corona issues, and families could no longer sail with us. Mm-hmm. That time I was alone in a ship, and my crew, of course, is always supporting each other. So it was my birthday, and at midnight, at some 0001 hours, I could hear PA. You know what is public address system? You can announce, you know. In ship also, we have PA system.
Okay.
Normally, you must have in the university. Yeah. Some emergency has been announced at PA systems. Public mm-hmm. address system, what you call. So I heard that all my crew, they put me my happy birthday song at 0001 hours. Happy birthday, Captain. So that was really moving, and I will never forget that, and I will cherish that. You know, it was a really good experience. Very moving moment for me that time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. Was it a big of a party then after?
Yes, of course. Then I had to, I was forced to give them a party because they knew it is my birthday. I was I was alone that time. My family was not with me, so I thought, why to inform everybody? But in ships, you can't hide these things. The moment it was done, party was announced.
Fair
it
enough.
It was very emotional and then became very funny also.
Well, I have a following up question too, actually, on all those festivals and all. But first, I would like to be to talk direct to each of you. My following question is not a way of incentivizing or pushing anyone. It's just because we're talking about sailing, so we cannot not talk about alcohol. So, is it true? Is it a big culture out there of alcohol or not? Because it's more merchandise, it's not a real thing.
So yeah, that is a good chance to me to explain our side of part of it. See, alcohol is nowadays becoming more and more difficult to manage, because what is happening, the two things happened to a seaman, very serious things. First was 9/11 in America, big accident. That terrorism was, the reason. And then after that, our life has become tough, because now what is happening is more and more security issues have come into play, and people don't allow you to go shore. Earlier, we used to go very freely, go shore and enjoy ourselves in every country where we visited. But after 9/11, those things have been curbed dramatically. We cannot go most of countries nowadays. That one part is security. And another part is, as you told, alcohol. I am working with tankers. Tankers means I have to carry my oil from point A to point B safely. And for that safety reason, you cannot allow alcohol, because most of ships now are becoming alcohol-free. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, maximum they will allow is a little bit of beer here and there. You know, beer with 5% of alcohol. That also, everything is controlled. Mm-hmm. By shore, by the authorities, and you cannot just go gung-ho and enjoy everything. No, those days are gone. But we have seen those days, earlier days also.
Okay.
And we miss them.
Shipping life is not like Sea of Thieves for all of those on my age who play the game.
Yeah, things have changed. Definitely things have changed. Shipping has changed drastically in last, say, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now things are becoming tougher as far as the regime is concerned, because now they don't want any accidents. And, you know, any accident, especially in my trade, a tanker,
mm-hmm.
is a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. Understand, you know, I'm carrying at least 100,000 tons of oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and one truck you see on the road is carrying about 12 tons.
Oh.
So if I'm carrying 100,000, I mean, you can say some thousands of trucks in a line, yeah. kilometers of those trucks.
yeah.
That much of pollution at sea. We cannot afford that.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Have you ever spent New Year while in the sea?
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of times we are having New Year's, and maybe this year also, because I will be joining in December.
Okay.
So again, next year also, I think I will be having my New Year at sea only.
And how is it? Is it a celebration over
there?
Proper. You follow local time? You follow like...
Always local time.
Oh, local always. Time.
Because
okay.
ultimately, I have to deliver a thing. I told you, it's merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
If I come to your home with my time, then you will not be having comfort. No.
yeah.
No, yeah, of course. But I mean, if
so
you're...
So it is always local time. Okay. Wherever you go, we follow the same country's time. So, at the moment, say my ship is in America, they are following American time.
Okay.
So, as soon as they keep moving, we keep changing. Our timings change. For example, on 3rd or 4th of November, you change your timings.
Yeah.
You do it daily. Once in a year.
Yeah.
I do almost daily. if I'm moving east and west.
But you still keep your sleep patterns, right? Independently.
Yeah.
Is it hard?
Yeah, it's hard to keep it up. But I told you, all these hardships make you... I think a better person because you come across so many problems that you don't deem them as problem anymore. You say, okay, this one, because sleep patterns will definitely change. If I keep telling you are 1 hour earlier, I could feel this on 3rd of November when I got up. It was 1 hour earlier, so I got up because body clock is something else, you know.
You adapt.
You adapt, but at that day, on that day, I was up on the same time, but clock was saying something else.
Mm-hmm.
That makes, yeah. Adaptation. It comes to all of us. It's what we need to survive.
That's human nature.
That's human
nature. We get adapted very fast.
Okay. I've just noticed time is flying.
Yes.
We have 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's crazy. I have some questions that I will not have time to ask, but this is one, just to finish this segment. Do you have any fun traditions that you want to share? I don't know. Every place has a tradition. Even SFU has a Terry Fox run. It's common across, but it started here. There are a bunch of things that happen everywhere. So do you have any specifics of your ship when you're a commander, for example?
You mean to say daily routines? Or?
No.
Like a tradition, like a way of celebration or something.
See,
like
that way we induct our new seamen to shipping. We have small ceremony. We have a tradition of, we call it equator crossing.
Oh, okay.
What is, there's an imaginary line which divides this earth into two. We always take it as an opportunity to celebrate that.
Oh.
That if somebody, first time in his life, is crossing that equator, we are small, just, you know, very nitty-gritty, small, joking around and, you know, giving them small teasers just to make sure that, you know, they come into our fold.
Mm-hmm.
So there we have small celebrations. There we just make fun of them.
Oh,
and they also enjoy that, I think so. We don't go overboard because that will be mental harassment case in that case.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want a ship one day. Okay, just to make sure we have time for everything, our guests, they brought up a song that they want to play today, and I'll let Pranay introduce it for us.
So the song is Jab Koi Baat Bigad Jaye by Kumar Sanu. It's a very old Indian song, and I'll let Captain Ravi tell why is that the song that he's choosing.
Yeah, since I have a good chance, I just want to tell my wife and my kids, I love you all. And for my wife, this is the first chance I have got in my life to dedicate a song at such a public platform on a production about broadcast. So this song is Jab Koi Baat Bigad Jaye, and this is for my wife, Meenakshi.
Perfect. I hope you all enjoy. It's a romantic song, apparently, then.
Yes.
I don't have the time to play it all.
No, it's okay.
I hope you enjoy a few minutes of it.
Yes.
मुश्किल पड़ जाए तुम देना साथ मेरा ओ हम नवा जब कोई बात बिगड़ जाए जब कोई मुश्किल पड़ जाए तुम देना साथ मेरा ओ हम नवा न कोई है न कोई था जिंदगी में तुम्हारे सिवा तुम देना साथ मेरा ओ हम नवा तक रात देता है हर कोई साथ तुम मगर अंधेरों में ना छोड़ना मेरा हाथ हो चांदनी जब तक रात देता है हर कोई साथ तुम मगर अंधेरों में ना छोड़ना मेरा हाथ जब कोई बात बिगड़ जाए जब कोई मुश्किल पड़ जाए तुम देना साथ मेरा ओ हम नवा
And I hope you all enjoyed a little bit of it. It's a little bit on the background, just for everyone to continue enjoying a little bit right now. And that was it. I do not know how to repeat the name of the song, so would you mind?
Yeah, the song was Jab Koi Baat Bigad Jaye by Kumar Sanu. And you can say it again. By
Thanks again. Thanks for the song. This was for my lovely wife, Meenakshi.
Perfect. So you can find it again on the CJSF website post. It's going to be a feature show, so you can find all the songs that we've played today over there. So I think that's a great way to end this. It's talking a little bit of environmental concerns. This comes back lots for everyone that's hearing me here for the fourth time on an open mic, and it's going to continue to come because we're seeing right now beginning the Conference of the Parts. A really important conference that happens every year. Precursor of Brazil next year, the 30th, discussing how we're gonna match the 1.5 degrees change in climate, and if not, how we're gonna not avoid 2, because even though 2 is better than 3.
And yes,
you know, it's always like this.
True.
So, I would just like to bring you here a little bit more. So, as someone who spends a lot of time on the water, have you noticed any changes over the years, like in the weather, the environment? I know you've told that ships avoid.
Yes.
But have you noticed anything? Do you have any comments on where you come from or the places you've been to, maybe?
Yeah, places I've been to, that's fine because we have been roaming around the world. That's one part of it. But I think more serious concern is the climate change, as you have really mentioned rightly. What is happening? Ships are becoming bigger and bigger. And the consumption of fuel is by the ships also is bigger and bigger. And due to that, of course, transportation is getting better. It's getting cheaper. Commercial aspect is good. But the environment definitely is suffering. Maybe not only shipping, it is because of flights also. You know, whatever things. Our cars are getting more and more on the roads. So what we're trying to say is this environment is our common issue. And tomorrow we should not just look back and say we have done a lot for our commercial and, day-to-day life, but we have ruined our environment. I think we have to take care of that. And one aspect I want to point out is, if you see, in shipping also, I have seen these ice areas, northern areas of Europe, northwest of Europe, what you call northwest shelf. That is slowly those icebergs are melting, and we are trying to have shipping lanes from there to make a shorter distance from Europe to Japan and Korea and Russia. That is a really cause of concern. We are trying to use those routes, and obviously, definitely, we will make more and more icebergs to melt down, and that may be catastrophic to the environment. That's my only concern as a seaman.
Okay, yeah. I think related to that is the current dispute of Canada over the North Seas. Because of its big presence of big land only in the region compared to most other countries. The only comparable one is Russia. So the big dispute between Canada and Russia when mm-hmm. it comes to those ship lands, the shipways, but also what is under them, right? The petroleum, the oil that's under them.
Yes. Mm. For some reason, we have a lot of oils under those areas and everybody is vying for them. And that makes it more, you know, commercially attractive. So these things are damaging it. Environment is getting suffer.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Important discussion here when we're bringing here the idea of how different types of transportation deal with the environment around itself and how these changes are becoming more and more common to be observed.
True. That's
around.
True.
What I've mentioned early. Is that you visit, I don't know how long you stay in land when you visit different countries.
That way, I'm a little lucky as compared to, see, there are four modes basically. We have not discussed that initially. We are having tankers which can carry our oil. Then we have containers, we were discussing, I think, before the podcast also. And then we have cargo ships, normal cargo ships, which also some shapes and all, and then bulkers. And among them, tankers are most sophisticated. And then this new line is called gas carriers. Now we have five basic types of ships. And these tankers, we are the most dangerous ones because we can pollute our oil, especially the black oil, what is a basic crude oil, we call it. That can actually damage a lot. And that is why transportation of oil is more, eco-sensitive. So we have to take care of that, and we are trying our best all the time. And as for other things, I think we have to take care of cargo CO2 emissions as such, because everybody is talking about CO2 emissions nowadays. Whenever we are using the fuel as a transportation mode, we are emitting CO2 damaging these things, so which is actually affecting our ozone layers. So we have to take care of that.
And that come another part of the Conference of Parts in taking the responsibility on like how different companies around the world in the most developed countries are paying off the credit debits of the CO2, which is and how that goes into the new carbon system that they are trying to implement, buying large forest areas to be protected, for example in Brazil, while paying them with the money of these companies to compensate for the loss and how much CO2 they put out there. So we are now 3 minutes from finishing this show. I would first like to thank both of our guests.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you two being here. First, Pranay, for co-hosting this show with me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any final message, Pranay?
Nice. This is the time we are having a final message thing. keep on chilling, guys. I think so. You'll see me next week as well. And we'll do something else. And thank you, Captain Ravi, for joining us and providing us with different insights that, you know, university students usually aren't aware of.
Thank you. Thank you very much for allowing me to talk to you guys. And it was really fun. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
It was amazing to be here with all of you. Thank you for staying tuned in into my open mic. You can find me always on Tuesdays at 3 here. Different people every day, every time. A little bit of different backgrounds and a little bit of hardships to be shared. If you have any concerns, if you have any suggestions, you can always text 778-782-2573. Or you can just email us. Every communication is on the website. And finally, you can find that after this show, we'll be hearing conversations from SFU, Faculty of Communication, Art and Technology, that is playing from 4 to 4:30. Don't forget to tune in for next week's open mic. You're going to hear a little bit of half an hour, just a little song as we transition. Thank you, everyone.